What's up, y'all? I'm JT. This is my first podcast, and I saw something on Twitter the other day. It was Hoop Central's top 10 rankings of the teams for next year, and I wanted to talk about it because I think it's bogus. I think it's just out of pocket where he put these teams. I mean, some are like, obviously, yeah, but some are like, no, they should not be where they are. And to top it off, the Warriors, which I think they should be there, number one, obviously. Added DeMarcus Cousins, back-to-back champions in a sweep in a five-game series. And yeah, added DeMarcus Cousins. Still have Kevin Durant. Still have Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Added an all-star big man for the mid-level exception. But I don't think he will be playing all season. He'll take his time, come back when he needs to, come back for the playoffs probably. And it won't be as easy for them to get to the finals this year, in my opinion. It won't be just like a cakewalk to the finals like years past. And yeah, that's what I think about the Warriors. And the Rockets, number two. Obviously, the second best team in the league. And took the Warriors to seven games. Chris Paul ended up getting hurt. Missed out two games, two crucial games for them. Added Carmelo Anthony, but lost Trevor Ariza and Mbamute, who are very good defensive guards. Trevor Ariza, a 3-and-D player. We'll see what Melo can do on the defensive side. And they still have James Harden, still have Clint Capella, still have Chris Paul, still have the big three. So I think it's the players around them that have to step up and play every night, play hard, get rebounds, play defense, and compliment the James Harden and Chris Paul well. And at number three, the Celtics. Yes, on paper, they have probably the best team in the East. Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, who I think is a star in the next few years. Jaylen Brown, a future all-star. Marcus Morris, Marcus Smart, Terry Rozier. I mean, just a very good team. But I want to see how they work with all those guards and forwards. I want to see who takes up most of the minutes. Because Jason Tatum, in reality, should be getting 30-plus minutes a night. Gordon Hayward should be getting that, too. I mean, you have Al Horford. I mean, Marcus Morris should be getting about 25 minutes a night. Terry Rozier should be about 20. Marcus Smart should be about 20. Kyrie Irving, 30-plus. I mean, Al Horford, 30-plus. I mean, I want to see how it works, how they all gel together, because that'll be a... If they gel together nice, they could be possibly the best team in the NBA. And at number four, which is very surprising and wrong in all the sense of the word, every sense of the word is wrong. And the Raptors. The Raptors are not a top four team in the NBA. No way. Not a top five team, not a top four team. There is no way they're better than the Sixers. Just because they added Kawhi Leonard does not solve their problems. They're not a contender now. They still have the same team. They still have Kyle Lowry. They have a depleted bench. They lost Jakob Poeltl. They couldn't add anybody because Fred VanVleet took up most of their cap for this year. I mean, they'll be a good regular season team, but by the time the playoffs come, I don't see them getting out of the second round. I really don't. The Pacers will give them a test. Wizards will give them a test. I mean, I really don't see them winning against the Celtics or the Sixers. And at number five, we have the Sixers right below them. I mean, the second best team in the East, in my opinion, with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And Dario Saric, a good bench around him. J.J. Redick and a shooter. T.J. McConnell, a backup point guard. I mean, and Ben Simmons will only get better. If he gets a shot or a decent mid-range, he will be a top 10 player in the league. Joel Embiid, already a number one or two center in the league. Only getting better. They're all young. It's a young team over there. All just starting to get ready for their primes. And Philly, if they reach full potential for their year, it could be a number one, true team in the East. And number six, what I think is very low, are the Lakers. Now, the Lakers added LeBron, obviously the best player in the world, the greatest player of all time. They added Lance Stephenson, Rajon Rondo, Michael Beasley, JaVale McGee, along with their young core, kept KCP. And they have, in my opinion, a great ISO team. Give it to anybody on the court to make a play, get somebody open. I mean, just all-around playmakers on the team. They'll get up and down. There'll be Showtime again in L.A. LeBron being at the Showtime field to L.A. He just made L.A. a good team again. When L.A.'s a good team, the NBA is always on notice. Everyone's checking for the Lakers, how the Lakers doing. Lakers are America's team. I think LeBron brought back that Lakers feel. I mean, just in my opinion, a top five team in the West. And at number seven, the Thunder, right behind them, who, in my opinion, Paul George should have gone to the Lakers, but stayed with the Thunder, stayed with Paul George, added Dennis Schroeder, a good backup point guard for them. I mean, still have the same bench, added, brought back Jeremy Grant, still have Patrick Patterson. I think they brought back Raymond Felton. They have Andre Roberson, who's come off an injury. They have good players. They have Steven Adams, who's still there. They have a decent bench. It's not great, but the starting five is going to be really good. Their 16 point guard off the bench is going to be really good. He's going to keep the pace alive while Russell's off on the bench. Dennis Schroeder will keep the pace going, give them some points, get not much defense, but will score for them, assist for them while Russell is resting. And number eight, the Jazz, which are a good team, won 48 games last year, lost in the Western Semis to the Rockets. And Mitchell, and their rookie, is only getting better. I see him averaging about 22, 23 plus a game. Along Rudy Gobert, very good defensive center. Needs to work on some post moves. But I saw in the playoffs, he couldn't really get his back to the basket and do a hook up and under, post fade. If he works on those shots, I think he could be a top three center, top best center in the league because of the defensive prowess. And then on the other hand, have his offensive game to complement his defensive game, which I think would be great for them. And that's if the Jazz will maximize his potential and his offensive skill set. And number nine, we have the Pacers, who took LeBron to seven games in the first round last year. Victor Oladipo, just a all-star, can get a bucket at any time, fast, quick, can assist, can playmate, athletic. And Miles Turner, I mean, just a great young center, can shoot, put the ball on the floor, get to the hoop, big, strong. Thaddeus Young is a good four to compliment him. Big, strong, get to the rim, shoot a little bit, draw fouls, play defense, bring that energy to the team. Have a shooter in Bojan Bogdanovic. You can just shoot the lights out, play average defense. And they have a good five, and they have a good bench in Darren Collison, who shot the highest career percentage in threes in the league, highest three percentage in the league. And they lost Lance, which is going to hurt them, but I mean, with the Pacers they brought in free agency, I think they'll be fine. They'll be a very good team, a team to compete in the East. And yeah, that's what I think about the Pacers. And number nine, number 10, which is surprising, the Timberwolves, which on paper they have a very good team. Andrew Wiggins, Jimmy Butler, Karl Anthony Towns, probably top three center in the league. Andrew Wiggins, which is, too many people have been very disappointing in his NBA career. Looked at the next Kobe. I mean, he's not bad. He's young. He's still 22. Shouldn't give up on him. Still can get a bucket. Athletic. Can shoot a little bit. Very aggressive towards the rim. Needs to work on his defense a little bit. But a very good scorer. Very athletic guy. Can get up and down in the fast break. And Jimmy Butler, just a great two-way guard, can play defense, score, assists and make plays for his team. Point guarding Tyus Jones and Jeff Teague. Just Tyus Jones is a very good backup point guard. Jeff Teague is a solid starting guard. Can shoot, get to the rim, make plays for other guys. And the Wolves on paper have a good team. Let's see how that plays out. Didn't really pan out as well last year. Butler got injured. Towns and Wiggins couldn't really carry the team to success as they wanted to. They were one game out, missing the playoffs. And I think they'll be a top six or top seven team. And that's the top ten that he had. Teams I thought he left out were the Nuggets. Now, the Nuggets are going to be a great team this year. They still have their Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, and Isaiah Thomas backcourt, which I think is the most slept-on backcourt in the league right now. I mean, just adding Isaiah Thomas, he can provide you 20-plus points off the bench. Added Will Barton. I mean, just giving them multiple options to score. Still have Jokic, very good, promising center. Can give you 18, 10, and 10 on any given night. Very defensive-minded player, too. Get you some blocks, get you some steals, get on the break, start the break. Good ball handling skills, great passing skills. And adding Michael Porter Jr. in the draft is very good. Very good for them going in the long term. If he's not hurt, if his back does not hurt, he is probably the best player in the draft. Very good player. KD, like, get his bucket, 6'10". Get to the rim, athletic, shoot off the dribble, off the catch, anywhere. Just a solid prospect all around. If he gets his back to where it's supposed to be, and if he can play at a high level, I think the Nuggets are next dynasty in the league. I do. I really do think that. And yeah, another team I thought they left out was the Bucks. The Bucks have a great team, and Giannis is only getting better. Just about to reach his prime, which is very exciting. He can get his shot down. He'll be a top three, top four player in the league. This added Brooke Lopez, good center, can shoot it, can give them some spacing on offense that John Henson really can't because he's not really much of a shooter. Put him out there. You let Giannis work. Let him create assists. Not many people climb up the paint. They have Thonmaker still there. Chris Middleton. Dellavedova. They have a good bench. And Tony Snell. They just have a good team. This is a great team. Each will have a lot of dogfights this year. You really know who's coming out the first round. Could upset a lot of people. A lot of teams. It's not just a clear-cut favorite in the East. Boston's not going to, like, dominate. Philly's not going to dominate. There's a lot of parity in the East. The West, too. It's not really, like, a set top five teams in the West. I think they're going to jump up and down when the season starts. Really know who's going to fill up that eight in either conference. And I think it'll be a good season for the league. NBA will be fun again to watch. LeBron in L.A., Kawhi in Toronto, DeRozan. All these stars moving to create some sort of parity, some sort of diversiveness, some sort of excitement every year, just bringing another level of excitement to the league. And yeah, I think this year will be a great year. It'll be a good year for basketball, good year for LA fans, good year for Toronto fans, Spurs fans. I mean, just a good way. This is a good year in terms of watching a game, and they're competing every night. There's not like a game they take off, because if you take off a couple of games, that could be the games that prove you're out the playoffs and another team is in. And that's why I think this year will be one of the best years for the NBA. And yeah, I'm pretty much done with the top 10. Pretty much done with my first podcast. I'd like to know your top 10, who you have in there, who you don't have in there, who's your top three, who's your top five. And yeah, get at me. I'm JT. This is my first podcast, and I'll talk to you later. Yeah.